it's not going to fit. There's no way it's going to fit in there. And it fit in there.
All right, so, yo. We're going to start the Cup of Jokes podcast episode.
Episode seven.
Seven, motherfuckers.
Do a countdown. Do the countdown.
Yeah. Countdown?
Yeah, yeah. Do it.
Countdown from what? You want to do three or five?
Do three.
I'm going to go four.
Okay.
All right. Two, one.
Welcome. I'm going to do it. All right, we already agreed last episode. Before. We're going to do it.
Just
I'm
fucking do it, Joe. Okay.
Welcome to episode seven, Cup of Jokes podcast, everybody. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. Episode seven. It's Wednesday. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yes, happy hump day.
Yeah, hump day.
Oh, man. Last, should we give another shout out to our sponsors?
Yes.
Shout out to Clorox.
Yeah.
Disinfecting wipes. They just happen to be on my table because I was cleaning today.
No, they're our sponsors.
They're our sponsors. Yeah,
they're real sponsors.
They let me buy them in the store. That's what sponsors do.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Hell yeah. Shout out. Yeah, good job, Clorox. Clean that shit. Flex Seal's better, but whatever, you know.
You're right about that. Shout out to Phil Swift, by the way.
All right, so for our returning viewers, last episode we ended talking about some ridiculous shit we did as kids.
Crazy shit.
That would be putting us in jail or just really dumb stuff that would be giving us fines. That if we did today, we'd get in a lot of trouble.
Oh, for sure. We'd be in jail, locked up forever. What's your first story? Go.
My first story, this was honestly one of my favorite things to do, was called trash can tipping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone's ever done this, but you need two things. You need a friend with a shitty car that doesn't care about it and no morals. It's incredible. If you have those two things, it's the best night ever.
No.
You go out on trash night in various neighborhoods, and you just go full speed and just fucking destroy trash cans. It is, bro, whenever they explode, dude, the shit flies out. We used to, fucking, bah!
Why?
Dude.
Why is this so funny?
Because I don't know. It's just something about like, just something about making the contact with it, dude.
Because
like when you get behind a car, you're like, God, what if I just hit something? You're like, I can't do it.
It feels good to do it.
It'll mess the car up. That's a person. I can't hit him. But a trash can, blah. I'm not encouraging you to do that. That's what I used to do.
Had a bad day at work. I'm going to take it on this trash can.
Yeah, take out trash cans, motherfucker. We used to do it so much that the neighborhoods would catch on. So they would put their garbage cans like behind the mailbox
because
it was too close to the mailbox. So we'd be hitting the mailbox. So what we did is we drove around. There was like the last four or five houses on the block, and we pulled all their trash cans into the middle of the street, like bowling pins, and just drove straight through like six of them.
Strike. Why is this so funny?
The most absurd shit I've ever. I feel bad for it, but God, is it so funny?
You know, there was one guy on his camera, and he's just like,
yep, just watching
he's
it.
He's like, oh, hey.
We got really dumb with it.
Like, he was it was at 2 in the morning, and he probably is like, honey, fucking trash is everywhere. He's like, well, check the camera. and he's like, oh, well, all right. Yeah. What the fuck? A 2000 Honda Civic just destroyed our trash can. that's funny.
I'd say the worst one I did was me, because like this was at that point where there was like everyone was hiding their trash cans because they knew what was going on. So we, what we did is we had all four windows down, and we each grabbed a trash can. And even the driver had one. And what we would do is we find trash cans that were open and drive like 30 miles per hour and just whip the trash cans at other trash cans.
Oh, Jesus. Trash can
another
wars.
Neighborhood.
Oh, why is that so funny?
Oh, my God. It was, I don't know. It's the most, like, I didn't understand the impact of it because I was just a kid. I think I was like 15 when I was doing this. Like, we had like someone who was like 16 driving. And then I got my own place in college and I had to buy a trash can. And I was like, holy fuck.
I'm screwed.
My God, yo, I would have beat the shit out of someone if they did that to me. So after I found that out, I just felt horrible about it. But it's still fucking hilarious. And you should never do it because you'd be a real piece of shit for doing that.
I want to do that now.
No, you have the car to do it, my friend.
Car to do it, man.
But it's not worth it, dude.
It's so worth it.
It's almost like it's not federal property damage.
It's city. It's probably, I don't know.
You're just vandalizing some random person's property.
I was texting and driving. Sir, you swerved 15 feet to the right. I was like, oh, fucking squirrels, you know?
I didn't. Fucking squirrels. They happen to be in front of every house with a trash can.
Yeah. Squirrels aren't out at 11 p.m. It's like, oh, this one was.
Did you have any ridiculous shit you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, man. Fucking. I went one night. it's just like a group of us that started doing it, and then we invited this one of our friends, Adam Barry, one time, and
just give it up, give it up by name,
Casey Barry's brother.
Why are you giving their names listen. Out?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
This was over. It was over 10 years ago.
What?
Yeah, the crimes. Once it's been a certain amount of years, they can't prosecute you for the crimes.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Unless it's like
murder.
Yeah, like murder, like something crazy.
Okay, so this isn't that.
It doesn't
crazy.
Matter. Plus, good. We only have 4,000 listeners right now, so we're good.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Keep it going.
So we would drive around and hit off mailboxes and shit.
Jesus, that's a federal.
Federal offense. I know. Fuck.
What the fuck? Why are you giving names out? You fucking idiot.
His name's not. All right. His name's not Adam Barry. that's not. That's just a fake name. I said. And man, so one night. We just go and we on a main street, we just knock off like 10 in a row. Just he's hanging out of the window of the car, baseball bat, fucking, and they're all like wooden ones, like plastic. And dumbass doesn't see the next one's a metal mailbox. So I was like, yo, hey, next one's a metal. He's like, oh, he was like high as fuck. He's like, oh, I got it. Fucking hits it. You hear this loud bing. And then the bat comes back and hits my friend's car and puts a huge dent in like the upper right.
That really happened?
Yeah,
that
really
happened.
That
shit's real?
Yep.
My God. Because I grew up, one of my favorite movies was Benchwarmers.
Yeah,
did you
that's
watch
exactly
that?
What we did pretty much.
Yeah, literally. And the Napoleon Dynamite character, mm-hmm. I forgot his name, hits a metal mailbox and then smashes the window.
Yeah. God. He didn't smash the window. He smashed like the part on the side of the car, the right, and it just left this huge dent. My buddy was like, fuck.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah, I never did that to mailboxes.
Yeah,
people
we didn't
used to put firecrackers.
Oh, we put bombs in mailboxes, like legit bombs.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
People have died from that.
Who? Well, I mean, unless you're standing by the mailbox at 1 in the morning.
Oh, no. Someone, there's like, I remember there were stories when I was a kid about people doing it. Like,
real bombs?
Not real bombs.
We had the mortars. Like, it was like a quarter of a stick of dynamite, pretty much. It'll blow your hand off if you fucking.
Yeah, well, people were doing it, and then someone would go check the mail while they
Well, that's like terrorism.
Or maybe that was a movie.
That's terrorism, bro.
That is terrorism. I think that was in a movie I saw.
What movie?
I don't know. But regardless, it's.
Don't check your mail, 2019.
Yeah, do it. If you're gonna do that, it's super late at night. I don't know. We shouldn't be talking about that.
No, nah, we're not going to. We're going to do it. You want to do it later?
See, like, I had some goofy shit, and you were like, all right, yo, federal offense time. Jake's a pussy.
Yeah, man, that was
the one up.
I know
me.
One day when I have a house, I don't know. What
yeah,
I'm,
it's gonna
I'm
be
gonna have like
you.
A I'm gonna have a fake mailbox.
A fake one,
just like a blow up mailbox. Just like, I'll have like 10 of them on stock. So if some shit goes down, like hey, we got 9 more, you know.
Yeah, whatever, it happens.
But yeah, one day it's gonna happen, man. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, know? I used to.
What's another story you have?
One of the my favorite things we used to do. We used to just drive around. And just fuck with people who wanted to put their window down and listen to us. Like, we would literally wave people down and be like, excuse me, man. Oh, my God. You have your back right tire's flat. You got to pull over now. It's bad.
And they pulled over?
Fucking pull over. We drive away. Just some really stupid shit like that. Like, we'd get...
That's funny.
We had a major road by us called 441.
Yeah.
We'd have people roll down the windows, be like, we're looking for 442 in your model. And they're like, 441. We're like, no, 442. And we just start yelling at them. You tell people they would have their flamboozles broken and it's leaking blinker fluid.
Their flamboozles broke? What the fuck?
Their flamboozle in the back is broken.
Jesus.
It's leaking blinker fluid. They got to get it checked. And they'd be like, oh my God, thank you so much.
You know, a Chinese person would probably believe that.
It wasn't Chinese.
Why'd you just make a Chinese accent then?
It wasn't.
No, you did.
That was
go
a
back
Chinese
and listen
accent?
To it. Oh, for sure.
I was, it was just me doing it, just instinct. Maybe, wow.
I
notice I do that on accent sometimes.
Yeah, you just apologize to any Chinese people who have listened.
I know, I wasn't making
a
Chinese person.
We have there's a listener on my Instagram and he listens to us. I don't want to.
Congratulations. I didn't make fun of Chinese people. The person I was talking to was an old white guy. I grew up in Boca. Fuck. Yeah, man. I don't know. I notice I do that. Sometimes I'll just change my voice to an accent. And it's not even in reference to the story I'm talking about or even a race in the story. I'll just change my voice to an accent. Like literally last night I did a bit about shitting myself. And Kevin, what's it called? The host was like, why'd you do that in a French accent? I was like, what? He goes, yeah, when you were shitting yourself, you had a French accent. And I listened back, and I was like, ho, 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 ho. I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, that's weird. Oh, man. One more.
One more about you. What's some crazy shit you used to do?
We went to my rich friend's neighborhood one time.
Yeah, rich friends. Shout out to rich friends.
Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah, yeah, making us hate our own homes. Yeah, my okay.
We knew his gate code, and we went in. And he lives in a cul-de-sac, and there's like six houses. We DP'd every house but his.
You DP'd?
TP'd.
You double penetrated
no,
each house?
No, we toilet papered every
oh,
house.
Oh, TP'd. Okay.
Yeah, not double penetrated. Yeah, we went in all their houses like, hey, DP, DP, DP.
Dude, I never toilet papered shit.
That was fucking amazing.
So you like all over the trees or the houses?
Oh, trees, houses. We fucking TP'd the mailbox.
There you go. Fuck yeah.
Everything. There was like fucking, oh, it was great.
Just fucking missed.
And then his parents found out it was us. And they were like mad as fuck. Cause they're
yeah,
like,
I bet.
They're like, why would you, like, I was like, we thought they'd be happy because we didn't TP their house. You know what I mean? But
well, if everyone's house on the block is TP'd but yours, it's like, yeah, that's the house.
Or they're just like, oh, those guys are lucky. The TP'ers must like them. That's what we thought. We're like, oh, we're idiots.
Yeah,
we're 17, 18. We didn't know what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah, you're fucking up. I never TP'd anything.
Oh, it's amazing.
I always saw it in movies, and like, it looked cool.
Oh, so do you want to, dude, let's do it. Let's
no,
get a
I'm
bunch
not
of comedians.
Dude, we're adults now. What the fuck?
We're adults?
Yeah.
Nah, we're in our 20s.
We're 100% adults.
Dude, we do comedy.
Yeah, so do old people. Fuck.
Yeah, Ken Miller's old.
We're the fuck? No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He's 54.
Why are you doing that?
Sorry.
He hates you enough as it is.
Nah, he likes me. He's just
yeah,
like, sometimes
you're
annoying.
You're going to talk shit about him right now.
Nah, he's like,
it's going to get back to him.
No, there's no chance.
Yeah, Chris Alexander listens to this shit, and Chris is going to tell him.
Fuck!
Yeah, he's 100% going to tell him. You fucking idiot.
Man, now I'm not going to fucking get the
yeah,
other.
You're never, bro, you're a bully,
I'm never
going to
get the other bar date now.
You're never going to. Yo, he's going to make an executive decision.
He's going to tell
you. He's
yep.
just going to haunt you for the rest
hey,
of your life.
Hey, Bell ain't getting another bar June 3rd. Fuck that.
Yeah, was that, what the fuck? No.
That was not a good impersonation.
Was that supposed to be? Okay, let's just move on. Because you're blacklisted from every show ever now.
Right now.
Just how it works, man. You can't fuck with Ken.
God dang it.
God damn it, Joe. You're a dumbass. Just, you're from Florida. You're stupid. It happens.
Oh, dude, shout out to Ken Miller for getting me the host date at the Improv.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'll get
Joe's
his
most recent host date.
Last Wednesday, I hosted the Improv. Orlando Improv, where fucking famous people work. And it felt good. It was good. It was my second time hosting.
Yeah.
It was great, man. I started good. Did like 11 minutes. You know, did like the shit I know works. Went in like some newer shit.
Yeah.
I got like a laugh. And I didn't end like on a big laugh like you're supposed to, but it was overall like good.
Yeah,
it was fun. Christoph Jean killed, and then it was a good show overall. And then this dude came up to me after and was like, you want a hand job? I was like, my girlfriend's here. And that was pretty much it.
That sucks, dude. Girls are always cock blocking.
I know, fucking sucks,
you know,
bro.
What I mean, man.
Mm-hmm. So
guys know how to do it way better because they got their own, you know.
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm. You really scratching shit off right now?
Yeah, I'm doing a scratch off right now.
Yeah, you always do. You're a fucking addict. How much money do you think you've spent?
Hold on.
Overall.
On scratch-offs?
Yes.
Just scratch-offs?
Yes. Ballpark. Honesty.
$7,000.
$7,000 on scratch-offs. How much have you won?
The most I've ever won on a
single scratch-off.
$1,000.
You won $1,000?
Yeah, on a $5 scratch-off.
On a $5 scratch-off. Nice, dude.
Come on, give me a 12. Come on.
I think out of that $7,000, you have received
fuck.
Maybe one.
I didn't win shit.
Of it? No.
Not even.
1/6 of it back.
That's just so addictive.
Stupid.
Bro, I love it.
Stop doing it.
I can't. I can't.
Yes, you can.
Telling a crackhead, hey, don't do crack.
All right, don't do crack, crackhead. I can't. All right, you're a fucking loser.
No, well, I could win something.
So could they.
What could a crackhead win?
I don't know. High, being high?
No.
Yeah, they get high as fuck. Crack is incredible, apparently. That shit will ruin your life. That's how good it is.
I did PCP one time.
What?
By accident.
All right, explain.
You want to hear this story?
I'm going to fucking have to. Yeah, tell me this shit.
Man, I feel like we should save it for another podcast, but it'd be great. But this is the real. You could call my brother, too, man. This shit was fucking
wild.
Yeah,
call my brother that none of you know to confirm that I did PCP, bro.
I want to make this clear before we get into this story. It was accidental. It was an accidental PCP.
Accidental
PCP. I was smoking weed, and it was 100% laced with PCP.
Oh, and they didn't tell you?
No.
Oh, I have something similar after this.
Because my brother was freaking out, too. And, all right, here's what happened, man. I did a GB, and I've never done a GB before.
You mean like a gravity bong?
Like a huge bong hit out of a milk carton.
Yep, gravity bong. Out of a milk carton?
Yep.
You sick fuck with PCP-laced weed.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Bro,
I'm glad you're here.
I fucking saw the devil.
Is this one you fucking...
Called the cops
on myself.
Is this
why you don't smoke weed anymore?
This is yeah.
This is the PCP, not weed.
Yeah, I know, but it's like a mental thing. I get like flashbacks to it when I smoke weed. It's crazy. Okay. All right, dude, here's what happened, man. I was smoking with my brother. I remember the date. It was December 17th, 2015. I remember like yesterday. I'm smoking weed with my brother. I took two GB hits and something I'm an amateur person smoking weed should not do. I take these fucking hits. And then the next thing I remember is I'm just screaming at the top of my lungs in my kitchen floor. Just screaming at the top of my lungs. And then I black out for like 2 minutes.
That's so funny. Were you naked?
No. I remember waking up and I literally thought I was dead.
Nice.
And I was like in purgatory.
In purgatory?
Yeah. And it was something like 7 years in purgatory or some shit. And I'm like, am I,
7 years?
It was weird.
In purgatory?
So my head's spinning.
It's like a great movie.
My fucking head is spinning, man. And fucking, I started hearing and seeing shit that wasn't there. I remember I went and I sat down on the couch, and then I went for a walk because I thought it would calm me down. So I'm walking around my neighborhood like two. I walk around my neighborhood like 2 a.m. That's fucking freaking me out because it was like I had an out of the body experience. My soul, I could feel like my soul was not in my body. I felt like I was literally just like dead. So I'm walking back. And then my German Shepherd's with me, and she was like my animal spirit dog. She was like guiding me back. So I go back to the house, and I'm having this hallucination like I fucking like killed people. It was insane, dude. Like it was in another world. I get back, and I think the cops are there. It's just the most scariest shit ever. And I sit down on the couch. I watch TV, and then I fucking call the Winter Springs Police Department. I dial 407-327-1000, and the cops show up to my house, and I'm just like, they like open the door. I'm just like, yeah, I did it.
It was me. And then, I shot the sheriff.
They are so fucking confused. They're like, what'd you do? I was like, I don't know, but I did it.
I don't know, but I didn't shoot the deputy.
It could have been some anything. And I'm just like, yeah, I did it. I don't know why, but I did it. Just
I did all the crimes,
take me away,
man.
And then I didn't tell my brother. I called the cops. And then he walked out of his room. He's just like, he's like, what the? I was like, yeah, take me away. And he's like, what the fuck? And then my brother comes clean. My brother has like pretty much bails me out of this like the situation. He comes clean. He's like, yeah, fucking, he doesn't smoke weed a lot. He took a huge hit. Oh, sorry about that. And the cops are just like, we don't even want to take this asshole to fucking. We don't even want to take him. They're gonna like put me in. They're gonna Baker Act me. And take me to the mental institution. They were gonna take me to the mental institution. And I'm just like, they're like, can you get him sober? And they're like, yeah, I'll try. So he gives me a hot shower. The cops are outside. They're like filing the report just in case like the next day I murder somebody.
Yep.
So my brother bailed me out. And then, so my brother has like a little bit of the weed left over. Then he takes it to his buddy whose dad is like one of the cops who tests the marijuana or whatever. And then he comes back like a week later and he's like, yeah, this marijuana has PCP in it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have more respect for you. I thought you'd just been a bitch.
No,
and you couldn't just
I
smoke
can't smoke
weed,
bro. I get freaked the fuck out now because every time I smoke weed, I feel like I'm getting that paranoia from that time when I did do it.
That's bad, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I just became an alcoholic and addicted to the lottery scratch-offs.
Damn. I accidentally did cocaine once.
Like you sniffed cocaine?
No, it was a similar situation.
Oh, yeah. You got hyper?
Someone laced it in the weed. I don't really smoke weed that much anymore.
Yeah.
It's very rare if I ever do it. Maybe it's special occasions when people are in town. But when I was in college, it was every single night. And I was at my friend's house where we normally smoke. and we're passing around a blunt, and he goes, "Hey, Jake, have you ever done coke?" And I was like, "Nah, I don't fuck with that shit."
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Are you sure, man?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Why are you fucking lying to me?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You're doing coke right now," which essentially means he put it in the blunt, so I basically smoked crack.
Jesus.
It's just, I have shitty
friends.
Where'd
your mind go?
It was just normal. I didn't, as soon as that happened, I immediately just started drinking water, peeing, and just left. I just stopped hanging out with them for the night. I was like, "Yo, what the fuck?" Like, I don't know. I'm definitely not straight edge, but I don't just do drugs.
Yeah.
Even drink any. Back then, the only things I ever messed with was drinking and mm-hmm. weed.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's just stupid party drugs. Like, yeah. I wouldn't do any, like, the hard stuff.
I could never imagine doing, like, DMT.
I have, like, all my friends used to roll all the time. Do
mushrooms.
Blow constantly. I was literally an outcast to that. Like, I have all my friends were doing that, and I was kind of just there.
I never did it.
Yeah. I was just surrounded by people doing drugs, and I was just kind of like, "Hey, guys." Like, just kind of there. Just like, I have just as few brain cells, but that's just because of how I am.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus. It's
crazy. Yeah, but that DMT stuff, that's a different level, man.
I would never do that.
I'm afraid of it.
Are you asleep when you do DMT?
If you take enough of it, you blast off, and it's like a super out of body experience.
But
it's called blasting off because you feel like you're blasting out of your body.
But you're asleep.
Your body is unresponsive. Like, you're just kind of laying there, and then I'm not gonna try to explain to our viewers. There's plenty of documentaries. Literally, like, thousands of years of information crammed into, like, a 15-minute or 10-15-minute
window.
Yeah, so it's, like, very hard to, like, bring back info, but most people who do the trip have a very similar experience. People that I've never met or spoke or from people of completely different backgrounds, they all have a similar experience and meet a similar entity.
Can it be life-changing?
Yeah, it's actually healing. People go to ayahuasca to help get over, like, tragedies. Like, ayahuasca, they take the DMT, they found a way to make it into a tea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these ancient tribes somehow found a way to make it into a tea where you can drink it and trip balls for longer. And when they said, "How did you figure that out?" They were like, "The plants told us." And these are plants that are located, like, miles apart. You have to put it through this whole, like, chemistry process of burning one at a certain temperature, extracting it, and they figured it out. But I don't know enough to rant on that. Check out The Spirit Molecule on Netflix.
We'll have to get a guest on who knows, like, a bunch about the drugs.
No, you can just look that shit up. Yeah, I have some friends who have done a stupid amount of drugs. Like, so many drugs. It's like they're almost like, they're not numb, but they're to a point where they're just like, "Yeah, I've done it enough. I don't need to do it anymore."
I would feel comfortable taking DMT I couldn't move. Like, I could get a straitjacket.
Yeah.
And in my own room alone.
You wouldn't be moving if you did it right.
Really?
You knock out. You blast off.
I would.
I don't know. I'm afraid to do it because I think that's just what happens when you die. And whenever you take DMT, you're almost like.
Can you die from DMT?
No, it's natural. It's
you can't have a heart attack?
You might. I don't know about that.
Oh,
but,
shit.
See,
that's what I'd be afraid
there's
of.
There's probably a case where someone who had bad health took DMT and died, but there was other causes, like other things happening. But
man, I'll just do like mushrooms one day because I hear
see that's the kind of shit where
they could
I could
be
see
a happy
you
trip.
Going crazy.
Okay, maybe I'm not doing mushrooms then.
I have. It's helped me.
Yeah.
There's I don't know. It's there's a lot of like shit going on that says that psychedelics.
Yeah.
Well, once they immediately got like blacklisted whenever they were first introduced. So
yeah,
they shut down a lot of the studies, but now it's starting to become more open and just our culture in general is open. I thought we went from like hitting trash cans to psychedelics.
Yeah. We commit felonies fucking. And now we're doing talk about our.
Yeah. So what's the moral of the story, kids? Break the law and do hallucinogens.
Yeah. Our listeners
no,
are
don't
be,
do that. Don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man, our listeners are going to be fucking
all over the place,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
How do you want to end this?
I don't know. I kind of want to change it up because every time I end it, I always just like
you do
in
the
middle.